Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on year-long nationwide celebration of 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The participants are Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Today is a very special day for our glorious nation. It marks the completion of 150 years of our national song, Vande Mataram, the timeless composition which inspired India's freedom movement and continues to evoke national pride and unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of Vande Mataram in New Delhi today. To discuss the significance of this historic day, what Vande Mataram really means for our nation's consciousness, we have with us senior journalist Aditi Tandon. Aditi, warm welcome to you from Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
Aditi, before we start our discussion, let's listen to what the Prime Minister said today about the essence of Vande Mataram for our country.
जब बंकिम बाबू ने वंदे मातरम की रचना की थी, तब भारत अपने उस स्वर्णिम दौर से बहुत दूर जा चुका। विदेशी आक्रमणकारियों ने उनके हमले, लूटपाट, अंग्रेजों की शोषणकारी नीतियां, उस समय हमारा देश गरीबी और भूखमरी के चंगुल में करा रहा। तब भी बंकिम बाबू ने उस बुरे हालात के स्थितियों में भी चारों तरफ दर्द था, विनाश था, शोक था, सब कुछ डूबता हुआ नजर आ रहा था। ऐसे समय बंकिम बाबू ने समृद्ध भारत का आह्वान किया, क्योंकि उन्हें विश्वास था कि मुश्किलें कितनी भी क्यों न हो, भारत अपने स्वर्णिम दौर को पुनर्जीवित कर सकता है। और इसलिए उन्होंने आह्वान किया, वंदे मातरम।
Inspiring words from the Prime Minister. Aditi, what would you say? You know, he spoke about what was the situation in our country when this song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. What would you say? What was the kind of inspiration which you feel that this song gave to our countrymen? That we have come from that era where we were in a very, very difficult situation to today's times.
What I see is that the era in which Bankim Chandra Chatterjee wrote Vande Mataram was an era of full and complete subjugation. It was a time when, you know, the national spirit had been crushed by the colonial rule, when pessimism and a sense of loss and despair had really, you know, overcome the collective consciousness of the nation. What happens when a nation is feeling down and out? What is required at that time? At that time, what a nation requires is a catalyst of change and hope, you know, something that can convert despair into a longing and a longing into a mission. I think that's exactly what Bankim Chandra Chatterjee's song did when he first wrote it in 1875. It was first published in Banga Darshan, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his speech today. You know, gradually it came to be recognized rightly as a milestone in nationalist thought. It symbolized the synthesis of devotion to the motherland and spiritual idealism, because you see, it brought people together. It connected regions, it connected religions, it connected caste, creed, and it, you know, gave a single voice to an entire nation reeling under British rule. And the British were so terrified of this particular song that they attempted to ban it in, you know, Kolkata. We all know that that's a documented history. And how later on it became the literal anthem for the freedom struggle. Every freedom fighter, from Veer Savarkar, like the Prime Minister mentioned Veer Savarkar, who was outside India and trying to raise the flag of Indian nationalism there. But even, you know, others who were touching or kissing the gallows at that time used to offer the supreme sacrifice of their lives singing Vande Mataram. Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore himself, for the first time, you know, sang. He actually composed the song. 1896, I think, was the year when he first sang the song in the Congress session in Bengal. And that's how it became the supreme vehicle, literally, for Indian independence.
Very important thing which the Prime Minister said, he said Vande Mataram, while being an anthem of freedom's martyrs also serves as a timeless inspiration. It reminds us not only of how our freedom was won, but how we must safeguard it and how we must lead our country towards prosperity through collective effort. How important is this inspiration which the song gives? And in that context, how important do you think this public participation which is being encouraged to come together and sing the song during this 1 year of celebration?
See, Vande Mataram literally gave the country for the first time the vision of what the motherland will look like. You know, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee perceived the nation as a mother and also as an object of everybody's literal worship. And that's exactly what it came to be. If you look closely at the stanzas, the verses of this particular beautiful song, it fills you with pride. You know, it gives you a continuum of India's civilizational and cultural history. Like repeatedly, the government has also argued, Prime Minister today made an important comment when he said that India is not to be viewed as a geopolitical entity. It is to be viewed as a civilizational continuum. We are a nation and we are not a geographical entity. He did literally appeal to people to see the spirit of India through Vande Mataram. And like you rightly said, that what is after all a nation? A nation is a coming together of its people. Any great nation to rise needs to assert national identity. During the British rule and earlier during the Mughal rule, India lacked the spirit of national identity. We had forgotten all about our civilizational heritage. We had forgotten about our culture, you know, what kept us alive through centuries, how we gave the whole world the gift of knowledge, Aryabhatta the gift of Shunya. So, you know, we gave the world so much.
Very rich legacy.
Yeah, rich legacy and 1/4 of the global GDP before, of course, the colonial rule came to India. So we have actually shown through history, through various periods of struggle, Sonu, that we have the capacity to overcome extreme adversity and odds. India, the nation that we live in, we have faced so many invaders. People have come and gone. And imagine the sense of pride that we as Indians felt when we actually overcame the UK to become the world's 5th largest economy. So we actually overcame the people who once colonized us. So that is the capacity of this country. And what Prime Minister was asserting today is that Vande Mataram spans through centuries, it spans through years, it's relevant to all ages and times because it tells you, it reminds you that you as a nation have it in you to conquer the world. And he said that 21st century is the century of India. He actually was trying to use Vande Mataram to infuse that sense of pride in Indians and asking them to come together, move towards Viksit Bharat.
He also talked about, you know, the vision of Ma Bharati enabling India to once again dream of a nation where women power stands at the forefront. That's a very important aspect. You know, that's a very important, you can say, emotion which also comes out of this national song that we all love so much.
It's a beautiful conception, you see, in the poet's mind. When Bankim Chandra Chatterjee was penning Vande Mataram, what was he really thinking? He was thinking of the country as the mother, and he made beautiful references also to Ma Durga in his poem. Of course, those stanzas were dropped later on. We all know what happened in 1937. Mention of that was made by PM in his speech today. Yes. But the fact of the matter is that the country is perceived as a mother that will nurture the children, a mother that will provide for the children, and a mother that will also defend the children in the event of invasions. So that is the perception and conception of Ma Durga, the goddess who will weaponize her energies to protect her children. And that's, I think, what Prime Minister mentioned today when he said that we conceive the country as the mother. And that is the reason he said that one of the pillars of Viksit Bharat is women power. He's repeatedly mentioned 4 pillars, as we know, you know, youth, farmers and women are one of the pillars of Viksit Bharat, like Prime Minister has mentioned. So he's used Bankim Chandra Chatterjee's Vande Mataram to reassert the government's commitment that women-led development is actually the pillar for Viksit Bharat agenda.
Today, as the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat finds success, as the nation advances with the resolve of Make in India, and as we move steadily towards the goal of a developed India by 2047, he said that every new achievement in this unprecedented era evokes the spontaneous chant Vande Mataram. You feel that in contemporary times also this continues to be an inspiration for the youth of the country, for all the 140 crore Indians?
there is a need to actually apprise Gen Z of the power of India's collective consciousness, because they are detached and far removed from the vagaries that the freedom fighters suffered to win this very hard-earned independence. That sense of pride, that sense of gratitude that the youth need to have towards the country and people who fought and sacrificed for its freedom is something that needs to be inculcated on a daily basis. You know, our curriculum, our social consciousness, our narratives in society have to be such that keep on reinforcing this sense of gratitude towards somebody like Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, you know, who wrote such a powerful poetic composition that ultimately took the shape of a national song, which was adopted on 24th of January 1950. There is a particular anecdote that is mentioned when you document the history of Vande Mataram, that in 1905 November, a fine of 5 rupees was imposed on 200 students of Bengal just because they were chanting Vande Mataram. It became a song of resistance. This resistance traveled from Bengal to Maharashtra to Punjab, connecting the entire country into a seamless fabric of unity.
The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin today and launched the portal VandeMataram150.in, where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. So this kind of public participation, even if you can't physically go and attend a function, you can be a part of it in this digital era. You feel this is really something which evokes national unity, which gives a sense of country which is so diverse and yet so unified.
What has been done today is something which is a replication of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. We saw the sense of nationalism and patriotism that was pervading across the country when the first time the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign was launched. We could see the tricolor unfurled atop all terraces, in fact, across the country, across cities. So it's something like that. Today, this collective consciousness of the country sought to be evoked and aroused by this commemorative stamp that has been issued, a number of interactive activities that have been launched. Like I was saying, that it's very important to continue engaging, especially the youth of the country. Like, you know, today, Prime Minister Modi specifically engaged the youth when he was making a reference to Vande Mataram. And he was trying to tell the youth of the country that you are the lifeblood of a rising nation. He made a mention that 60% of our population is young. So we have that demographic dividend which we have to convert into economic capital. And how do you do that? Unity, you do that by unity of purpose, by unity of all kinds of faiths and all kinds of castes and creeds, by coming together as a nation. So I think the interactive activities will serve that purpose very well.
In fact, he said a very, very inspiring, you know, statement that while Vande Mataram takes one back to history, it fills the present with self-confidence. So at a time, you know, when we are on the cusp of becoming a developed country, you feel the emotion which will be inspired in everybody.
See, what I feel is, Sonu, that divisive tendencies have always existed in societies, in the journeys of nations. Earlier, it was the British rule. Today, divisive tendencies exist in many other forms. So in such circumstances, our national song, Vande Mataram, serves the purpose of binding us together. You know, and the more it is suppressed, the greater its patriotic significance becomes. We may be a country of diverse cultures, diverse languages, diverse cuisines, but ultimately we are one civilization that has survived through 5,000 years and we continue to rise and shine.
Thank you so much for joining this discussion, Aditi, and very inspirational insight into this emotional and very touching point in our country's history.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on year-long nationwide celebration of 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The participants were Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.